need a snow day.
We're getting some extended snow days here with all of this snow that our resorts are still enjoying. I think I saw, was it Wednesday this week? I'll have to look. But anyway, Alta is still with a depth somewhere around 168 inches, and here we are a week into April. Glad that we're going to connect today with Snow Basin. You remember all the fun we had in 2002 with the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You didn't work the games, though, did you?
No.
You were just
I had a real job back then.
Yeah. Navinovskis, of course, was, I don't remember what the technical name was, but basically he was a urine runner for the,
That's
which
right.
sounds a little weird.
Wow, it's a very important
he,
job.
He was in charge of helping with the doping, making sure that the samples got to where they were going in protected order. So anyway, and I was downtown at the Metals Plaza as the voice of Metals Plaza. Plus, I worked at NBC during that time.
We were doing the show together back at that time, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But there are so many things around the Olympics. We're waiting for the official word on it. But this week, announcements were made on where the Olympic venues were going to be, and Snow Basin happens to make that list. Michael Rueckert is with us from Snow Basin. Michael, that's good news for the resort, isn't it? That it's an exciting time again for you guys at the Basin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The announcement came out yesterday and with the Olympic venues, and Snow Basin was once again on that list to host alpine skiing events, and we're absolutely thrilled to be a part of the 2034 Olympics if it ends up coming.
Yeah, one of the bigger parts of that story was the fact that curling, which was not on anybody's radar before 2002, of course, in other parts of the world, in Canada in particular, curling's a kind of a big deal. They actually have curling clubs like we have bowling leagues, but that's going to be moving to the Salt Palace downtown instead of the venue they were at in Davis or Weber County because they can seat more people, and it was sold out every night. But anyway, we're extending the season here. How long are you guys going to be open now? A couple more weeks anyway.
Yeah, we extended the season until April 28th. It's a two-week extension from what we were having coming up. So still plenty of time left to ski. The snow is really, really phenomenal right now. It came on late, and it has, been just another one of those amazing above-average snow years.
Yeah, my wife and I were on the mountain, when was it, last Sunday, and it was, seriously, the temperature and the snow conditions felt more like late January, early February.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing out there. Everyone's really excited about it. The mountain's holding on to the snow extremely well. It's kind of a cold end to March. We're at I heard you talking about the Alta base depth earlier. We're at 141 inches here at Snow Basin, so still doing very, very well. And really 100 inches in March and April really packed into the mountain, and it definitely does not look like it's April right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of my favorite parts of spring skiing, because it can get the air brakes, I like to call them. The condition of the snow when it really does start to warm up, it feels like air brakes when you're skiing, which is not always fun. But what is fun is the opry stuff that goes on the fringes of what's left of the ski season. And your setup there at the base of the mountain is absolutely perfect for opry events. Have you got some fun things on the calendar?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Earl's Plaza is, one of the best ski beaches probably in all of Utah with the, the nice plaza and the beautiful just grand lodges behind you. We do. We have a couple really fun ones. One, our annual pond skim, which, a lot of resorts do this. I think we do it about as good as anybody. It's coming up on Saturday, April 20th. Always just a great time and really a fan favorite event, and just a great time. And but the season extended, pushing that event into kind of more late April should make it a little bit warmer, maybe make going into that pond not so cold. And then we have a closing day Basin Bash that's on Sunday, April 28th, 80s themed. We have a live band, local breweries on hand. So, for the most part, every weekend leading into closing day, we'll have plenty of fun festivities. Those last two weekends will kind of be extra fun as we close the season on a high note.
We always assume people know what pond skim is, but do you want to explain it to people?
Yeah, of course. So we fill up a 100-foot pond down towards the bottom of the mountain, and we put a big pool liner in. We dig a hole in the snow, and we build an artificial pond 100 feet wide by or 100 feet long by usually about 20 or 30 feet wide. And it's cold. The last few years, we've we show up in the morning for the event, and we have to scrape the ice off the top. But skiers and riders try to skim across the pond, and we have usually some judges, and we score them, and the winners get a season pass. And you know, you could win the competition with a great costume, some good tricks. A good wipeout always helps, or really making it across the pond. There's kind of everything is fair game, and it's just a very fun, entertaining event to end the season on a, you know, kind of warm spring note.
I've had the opportunity to host a couple of those, and it really is a blast. And they usually get, you know, local celebrities or whatever, television news anchors, radio personalities to be up there as judges. And you're right, the three categories are usually style. Costume is one, and wipeouts is the third, and then you combine the scores, drop the lowest averages, and somebody comes out a winner. But it is just a blast to be up there that time of year. Anything planned in the off season for you guys that we would look forward to for next season?
Yeah, you know, Snow Basin, we're open year round. So in the summer, we do concerts, we do an Oktoberfest, we do a kind of summer music festival. So those will be coming back next summer. We'll have the lineup coming up here in May. We just made a lot of mountain upgrades heading into this season. We put Des Moines Express in. That was our third lift addition in 4 years. We expanded parking. So nothing kind of major coming in for the upcoming winter. Stay tuned. You never know. Our company does heavily invest into our mountain. So you never know what's coming next at Snow Basin, but really just a fun summer, music. As soon as the snow melts, we're back in business.
Yeah. A lot of rumblings out there about passes for next year already being on sale. Is there anything you can tell us in that regard for people that want to call Snow Basin their home base?
Yeah, of course. We put our season passes on sale a few weeks ago, and it's really the best time to buy. Whenever any resort you're considering puts their passes on sale, the best pricing will be early, usually when you buy in the spring. So, you know, wherever you want to ski next year, you should be thinking about that now to take advantage of the lowest price. And if you do it with us, if you buy next winter's pass, you could use it the rest of this season. So, you know, we have 24 days left until we close. Get a little warm up and get some experience on the mountain before next year. And you know, we talk about the Olympics coming. You could ski those downhill Olympic courses that will be in place for 2034. The Grizzly and Wildflower Downhill are great runs to try out.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're still going to be on the Icon Pass, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Still on the Icon Pass. So it's the full Icon Pass and the Icon Base Plus. We will continue not to be on the Icon Base,
yeah.
Kind of lower level pass.
Yeah, but you can get 7 days on the Icon Pass, and those are also on sale. I think they're about $980 right now, which people kind of cringe at. But on the other hand, 7 days at Snow Basin plus all the other skiing you can do is on there. And we just set it up at our house. So you start to make payments, I think, in June, and you make a monthly payment that comes out automatically over 6 months. You barely feel it. But, boy, you feel it next season when you just walk right onto the lifts, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Michael, thanks.
It's definitely great to have those options.
Yeah. Great catching up with you. Tell Davey we said hi, all right?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
Snow Basin. Oh, by the way, where do they find you online for more information?
Yeah, head to snowbasin.com, or you can follow us on social media.
That's easy. All right, we'll take another break when we come back, finishing out the program with the sponsor of this program, Roger Eggett, Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports. Next.